Nighttime or daytime, once you get a few feet into this place, you can't tell the difference.
Probably why it's all remained so untouched.
One step at a time, gentlemen. Keep your eyes peeled.
Over this way. To your right, Cooper.
Harry? Someone's been here already. Look, they did our work for us.
We nice. Yeah. I saw the same tracks outside the power station. Weight shift to the left foot, breaking the heel.
Windham Earl.
What Earl be doing here?
That's a frightening question to contemplate.
Andy, I'm gonna need an accurate, large-scale rendering of this petroglyph.
Harry, let's get Major Briggs on the horn.
You want him to meet us at the station?
That's the ticket.
Once upon a time, there was a place of great goodness called the White Lodge. Gentle fawns gambled there amidst happy, laughing spirits. The sounds of innocence and joy filled the air. When it rained sweet nectar that infused one's heart with a desire to live life in truth and beauty. Generally speaking, a ghastly place, reeking of virtue's sour smell, engorged with the whispered prayers of kneeling mothers, mewling newborns, and fools, young and old, compelled to do good without reason. But I am happy to point out that our story does not end in this wretched place of saccharine excess. For there's another place, its opposite. A place of almost unimaginable power, chock full of dark forces and vicious secrets. No prayers dare enter this frightful maw. Spirits there care not for good deeds or priestly invocations. They as like to rip the flesh from your bone as greet you with a happy good day. And if harnessed, these spirits in this hidden land of unmuffled screams and broken hearts will offer up a power so vast that its bearer might reorder the earth itself to his liking. Now, this place I speak of is known as the Black Lodge, and I intend to find it.
Hey, man, the story's cool, but you promised me beer. You told me it was gonna be a party. I mean, White Lodge? Black Lodge? I mean, what's the big deal?
In time, young man. Everything in time.
I think that I shall never see a girl as lovely as Josie. When she walks into a room, the flowers all stood up. To a room, doom, fume, gloom. I think that I shall never see a girl as lovely as Josie. When she walks into a room, the flowers were all abloom. Oh, Josie.
Oh, stop your incessant moping. Give me a hand with this damn box.
What exactly would you like me to do?
Open it. I've been trying for days. Thomas Eckert left this to me when he died, and I want it open. I want it open now.
Well, let's have a look-see here. Do you have a key?
If I had a key, it would be open, don't you think?
Well, it
It doesn't even have a keyhole. It's a puzzle box. I saw one of these at a crafts emporium on Guam. I was there taking a little R&R with the Doolittle twins. There was a monkey show you wouldn't believe, and Dale Doolittle, now he was the larger of the two. Come to think of it, for twins, they weren't all that much
alike. Peter!
Sorry, Poodle. The trick is to fit the pieces together just so.
And how long will it take?
Well, this could take years.
Shel, I've been doing a lot of thinking about the future and what it takes to get ahead in the world. I'm reading up, watching TV. Suddenly it hits me. Boom. The secret to success. Beautiful people get everything they want.
Bobby.
No, think about it. When's the last time you saw a beautiful blonde go to the electric chair? You are very beautiful, Shelley. And I think it's time we took advantage of this beautiful people's conspiracy.
Know any senators I can marry?
Check it out. Miss Quinn Beats. Once we get that crown on your head, baby, the sky is the limit.
Dream on, Bobby. I have tables to wait on.
Shelby, listen, don't argue with me. Bobby's in charge, you understand? We have to enlist by this afternoon.
There's something I want you to do for me, darling.
I'll do anything that body and mind can stand. Surely the last few days have been proof of that. You just name it.
I want to win the Miss Twin Peaks contest.
You just name it.
I want to win the Miss Twin Peaks contest.
Oh, of course. Well, I've been known to make a speech or two in my time. I'll coach you day and night.
Oh, no, sweetheart. Baby, that's not what I'm talking about. Now, you're one of the judges. You can guarantee it.
But it would be wrong.
Wouldn't it? Darling. Darling, it would be love. That's all.
No, I'd do anything for you, Lana. You know that.
Yes, lover. I do.
Good morning, Annie.
Hi. Breakfast?
I've got four hungry lawmen out in a police cruiser. We need donuts and coffee, hot. Two black, two white, no sugars, please.
Coming right up.
Oh, Annie, I'd like to take this opportunity to ask you if you'd like to accompany me on a nature study this afternoon.
Nature study? Sure.
How wonderful. When I talk to you, I get a tingling sensation in my toes and in my stomach.
It's interesting.
I don't think it has anything to do with coffee.
I'll get those donuts.
Thanks. Shelley, you are beautiful. Got it? Use it to your advantage.
What is all the sweet work worth if thou kiss not me?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, it was an anonymous poem someone sent me.
Shelley, I need to see this poem immediately.
Okay. It was in three pieces. We each got a piece, Donna, Audrey, and me.
I need to keep this.
Okay.
Thank you.
A dozen donuts, 4 cups of coffee, 2 black, 2 white, no sugar.
Thank you.
Agent Cooper?
Yes.
This afternoon?
I'll meet you right here. 4 o'clock sharp.
Mountains kiss, waves clasp, flower. What's this all about?
It's a poem, Harry, torn into thirds, sent to Shelley Johnson, Audrey Horne, and Donna Hayward from Wyndham Earle.
You mean Earle's contacted all three girls? Are you sure?
See the mountains kiss high heaven, and the waves clasp one another. No sister flower would be forgiven if it disdained its brother. Poem I once sent to Caroline. I hope it's nothing more than a taunt, Harry. Earle takes perverse pride in his ability to insinuate himself into innocent lives.
Well, let's talk to the girls as soon as we can. See what they remember.
Donna Hayward's poem. Audrey Horne is in Seattle. She won't be back till tomorrow. Major Briggs is here at the conference room.
Hawk! Would you please bring me Leo Johnson's arrest report?
Leo? What's going on?
Putting the pieces together, Harry.
Deputy Brent, as I remember, the line you're drawing should proceed downward, not across.
How did you know that?
Major Briggs, thank you, sir, for coming in. Major, we need your help. But I am unable to accurately describe for you how or why.
Go on.
The Twin Peaks Sheriff's Department is currently involved in several disparate investigations. The disappearance of known felon Leo Johnson, the appearance of my former partner and suspected murderer Wyndham Earle, and the discovery of petroglyphs of an unknown origin in a place called Owl Cave. Now, it would seem logic would dictate that these investigations be considered separate entities. However, I believe otherwise. I believe that these mysteries are not separate entities, but are in fact complementary verses of the same song. Now, I cannot hear it yet, but I can feel it. And that is enough for me to proceed.
How exactly may I help you?
I need to know everything that there is to know about Wyndham Earle's work with Project Blue Book.
My security clearance was revoked shortly after my disappearance.
And your ability to access these Blue Book files?
Now, the issue is not one of access. However, there are certain moral judgments I must consider.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Will this information help you to prevent future loss of life?
Most assuredly.
Is this a copy of the petroglyph you found in Owl Cave?
Andy?
Sir?
Are you familiar with this?
I've dreamed it. Or seen it. Somewhere, somehow.
Leo Johnson's arrest report.
Good work, Hawk. Gentlemen, the damage to Leo Johnson would alter certain handwriting characteristics. However, the basic style would remain the same. This poem, sent by Wyndham Earle, was transcribed by Leo Johnson.
Mr. Horn. Mr. Horn, as you are no doubt aware, there are but scant hours until our wine-tasting benefit begins, and I can't find your daughter anywhere.
Audrey is in Seattle for the day. However, I'm sure that our concierge will be able to assist you.
The concierge? Yes, capital. Thank you, Mr. Horn. Richard Tremaine.
Tremaine, yes, right.
Men's fashions.
Men's fashions, of course. Tell me, how is your nose?
Oh, Mr. Horn, think nothing of it. A nose is a small price to pay in the service of a greater good.
Well, we will, of course, pay any medical expenses.
How kind. One might also think workers' compensation in some variety will be involved.
Easily done.
Capital, Mr. Horn. I'll alert my attorney.
I will alert my attorney. Sometimes the urge to do bad is nearly overpowering.
Drink up, my friend. We celebrate.
Celebrate? I can barely move my arms.
You have lived your short life in odium and obscurity. But now, at the last, you will step upon the larger stage.
I must confess, I envy you. Your journey begins at a point beyond imagining.
Who knows where it might travel from there, huh?
I'm pumped.
Hey, is this for, like, the lilac parade or what?
not a parade, my friend, not exactly.
Well, I'm real cool about helping out and everything, but, how do I get out of this thing?
You don't. Leo, fetch me an arrow.
Arrow? Whoa, man. I do not appreciate practical jokes.
Leo, the arrow?
No.
Please! Don't zap the geek! How am I supposed to get my beer without it, you know?
Oh, dude, that hurts.
Fetch me the arrow. Thank you, Leo.
What's with the arrow, man? What are you doing? This isn't funny.
Shh, shh. Be still.
No, but what the hell are you doing?
Think of all the hapless sinners wondering where their soul's destination lies. For what? To gain the answer to a simple question. Where will my spirit awake? What life am I given after this life? This grave question has plagued man's sorry conscience for eons. And now, you lucky boy, you have the answer. Now.
Miss Twin Peaks, Judging and Rules Committee is now in session.
You know, this year is going to be very exciting.
Now, wait.
Very exciting. This year is going to be very, very exciting.
Thank you, Dwayne. Now, first order of business. Mr. Ben Horn is asked to address the committee as a friend of the committee.
I don't have any objection to that.
Address away, Ben.
Thank you. And
Duane, let me congratulate you on your recent engagement.
Thank you very much.
She's a lovely woman, and I wish you much happiness.
Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, my purpose is simple. The age of the ogling, swimsuited jiggle festivals of the past is dead. Miss Twin Peaks, I believe, and rightly, is now a celebration of the totality of a woman's qualities. Beauty has taken on a broader definition to include mind, spirit, values, ideas. And for taking this step, gentlemen, I applaud you.
What's he selling?
What are you selling?
Mr. Mayor, let me get right to the point. Miss Twin Peaks is an event in search of a theme. Now, what I propose is simple. The topic of this year's speeches should be how to save our forests. It's now, it's relevant, it's global, and it's, well, to put it plainly, gentlemen, it's us.
Of course, your opposition to the Ghostwood development plans wouldn't have anything to do with this.
Pete, I resent your invitation. The environmental issues here dwarf any parochial business concerns that I or you or anyone else might be pursuing.
We'll take it under advisement.
We'll take it under advisement.
Well, that's the most that I could hope for. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. Mr. Mayor.
Thinks he can pull a fast one.
The idea has merit. The idea has merit.
Well, I'm in favor of it myself.
Bobby.
Hey, Chief.
Don't forget the dry cleaning, all right?
Thanks.
Will the first candidate please approach the committee?
Lena, come on up, honey.
Does anybody smell a fix here?
I can't do this, Bobby. I have never made a speech before in my life. I read a book report in the fourth grade in front of Mrs. Gardner's class, and I passed out right in front of the whole room.
That's great, doll. I'm going to be your speechwriter.
Oh, you're going to be great. Don't worry, okay?
Here you go, Tina.
Donna, are you entering too?
Yeah, you too?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Isn't it exciting?
Yes.
Mike, it's a long time no see. I'd ask where you've been keeping yourself, but I think I know. This is very scary, Mike.
It's not what you think.
It's not what I think. What do you think I think?
You think I'm going out with an older woman.
I think I don't know where you got this sudden interest in the life of fossils.
Yeah, but it's not what you think.
Mike, big favor. Clean this up for me.
I wouldn't expect you to understand.
I will strive to be understanding.
Do you have any idea what a combination of sexual maturity and superhuman strength can result in?
If there's anything you can tell me about, or anything at all that might help me understand.
For instance?
What made her do the things she did? What was she after?
I've been asking myself a lot of the same things.
Catherine, I need to understand.
Well, I think that early in her life, she must have learned the lesson that she could survive by being what other people wanted to see, by showing them that. And whatever was left of her private self, she may never have shown to anyone.
So all the stories, the lies were...
Well, who knows? They may not have seemed untrue to her. What she needed to believe was always shifting to suit the moment. In spite of all the things she tried to do to me and my family, I find it curiously hard to hate her for it.
Well, she was so very beautiful.
There may be a clue that could benefit both of us.
What's that?
Thomas Eckert left this to me when he died. It occurred to me it might have something to do with Josie.
What's inside?
I don't know. I haven't been able to open it.
Well, let me see. There's no lid. There's no clasp.
Wowee, Bob, have we got some beauties in the contest this year. Hello, Harry. Seems like every gal in town is lined up to take a shot at the... Say, have you had any luck with this thing?
Oh! Butterfingers!
Holy moly.
What is it? Give it to me.
Just a second, poodle.
Ah!
Now, I held it just so.
I used to swim here every summer, two or three times a week.
And I made a good choice. It's beautiful.
I always felt closer to nature than I did to people.
Why?
I never had many friends. Norma was always Miss Popularity. She was always moving toward the world, and I was always moving away from it. I lived in my head, mostly.
It's not a bad neighborhood.
There are some pretty strange neighbors.
Many boyfriends?
No.
Really?
Well, I had one.
High school?
Senior year.
Have anything to do with why you went into the convent?
I'm sorry, do you mind if we don't talk about it?
Not at all. We can talk about whatever you'd like.
I want to come back to the world. I was so frightened for so long.
I understand.
Hiding from your fear doesn't make your fear go away.
It makes it stronger.
So I had to face it. I had to face myself. And I had to do it here, where everything went so wrong.
Annie, I know how hopeless things can seem. I know about the dark tunnel you can fall into.
It happened before I went away. It happened because of that boy.
Something similar happened to me. It made me want to disappear from the world. Because of that, maybe I can help you.
I don't know you very well.
No.
I'm trying to learn how to trust my instincts.
What are they saying?
Trust.
Good evening. Evening all. And welcome to our Onophiliac soiree. Another in a continuing series of public events sponsored by Horn Industries to benefit the Stop Ghostwood Development Movement.
Oh no, what?
Something to do with wine.
And now, to the tasting. Lana? Lucy? If you'd like to help me pour, please. Our first wines this evening are reds. There are some schools of thought who, of course, say there are no other wines but reds. Yes, Andy?
There are also white wines and sparkling wines.
Thank you, Andy. And now that we're all poured, let us first examine. Don't taste it yet, Andy, for heaven's sake. Spit it out.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's what we're here for, to learn. Now to the wine. We must first examine the nose of the wine to see what it can tell us about its bouquet. And we do that by...
by smelling.
Very good, Lana. Lift the glass, thusly. And while rolling the wine vigorously around in the glass, we breathe deeply and fully. Very good. And now we take our first taste. A big, boisterous gulp. And we roll it around our entire palate. And we try to reach those little taste buds stuck way far at the back of the tongue, remembering not to swallow. Excellent. And now we spit.
So he came slowly out of the shadows, leaving the dead girl behind. And I said, you take one more step and I will ventilate you.
And then what happened?
It was a brief but touching funeral.
Dale, glad I caught up with you. Got the rental fired up outside, about ready to hit the road.
Gordon, super, we caught you before you left. You hurry back.
I will, Coop.
Remember Annie?
Of course I do. This world of Twin Peaks seems to be filled with beautiful women.
Although only one I can hear.
Join us for pie.
Love to. Annie?
Thanks.
Three each.
Shelley, do you mind if we share?
No.
Coop, they say that love makes the world go round.
makes people who need people the luckiest people in the world, although they never said a doggone thing about a cure for hearing loss. Shelley, you are a miracle worker and a goddess sent from heaven.
I'm a waitress in a diner. I've never been compared to a goddess before.
Well, Shelley, you just don't know your own value. Coop, she's a rare and precious individual, don't you think?
I know what you mean, Gordon.
Shelley, turn around and face me a moment before I lose my nerve. I'm about ready to leave Twin Peaks, and I don't know when I'm going to return. But I want you to know that meeting you has been more than a privilege. It's touched my heart. And I know that if I don't kiss you now, I'm going to regret it the rest of my days.
Hey!
What the hell's going on?
You are witnessing a front three-quarter view of two adults sharing a tender moment.
Acts like he's never seen a kiss before.
Gordon?
Take another look, Sonny. It's going to happen again.
All right, class. What did that sip reveal for us? What flavors are we enjoying?
Tastes kind of woody.
No, not really. Anyone else? Lana?
Banana?
Yes. There is a hint of banana. That's the metachloric acid. Very good. What else?
Banana.
Chocolate.
Correct, Andy.
Why don't we just skip the wine and have a banana split?
Let's take another sip, shall we? Swallowing this time, and see what else we can discern. What else can we taste? What other wonder invites taste buds toward pleasure?
Gosh, Dick. I just never knew wine could have so many different qualities.
It's amazing, isn't it? A really good wine is like a symphony. And what is your reaction, Lucy?
I'm pregnant. I'm not supposed to drink.
Love is hell.
Sorry?
Love? It's hell.
The Hindus say love is a ladder to heaven.
Wait a minute. The Hindus have also been known to take hikes on hot coals for recreational purposes.
Self-discipline.
Self-discipline and love? There's a bad match.
Earthly love.
What other kind is there?
When you're in it,
hits you like an 18-wheeler, doesn't it? And there's no relief.
Makes you feel more alive?
Makes you feel more of everything. Pain included.
Especially pain.
I guess I'll think about it.
Sounds like you've got a pretty serious case.
Brother, I'm rope tied and branded. Does
she feel the same way?
There's hope. How about you? You on the critical list, too?
Feels like someone's taking a crowbar to my heart.
That's not bad.
No. I think it's been locked away long enough.
That's good.
Here's hoping.
Here's to you.
Mr. Wheeler, telegram for you, sir.
I can.
Yes, sir.
Would you kindly tell the front desk that I'll be checking out?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
see you. Good luck. Good to you.
Would you pass the peas, Donna?
Thanks.
Mom, can I ask you something?
Sure.
How do you know Benjamin Horne?
Eileen, I told Donna about the Heal the Planet benefit you're working on.
Heal the Planet?
I saw him at the house. You drove to see him yesterday?
Oh, yes, he's offered to give us some time.
I know he favors several local charities.
Well, that must have been it. One of the local charities must have sent Mom's roses.
Would you pass the peas, Donna?
I think roses are really romantic, don't you?
Donna, pass your mother the peas.
How's school going?
Great. All the girls are real excited about Miss Twin Peaks.
Fine tradition. I've worked with the pageant for years.
I entered.
Really? Well, you never seemed very interested before.
Well, I guess I just figured I could use the scholarship money to study overseas.
First, might be a bomb. He knows I have a bomb squad, so Andy brought his metal detector. If it is a bomb, it's not metallic, and there's no ticking sound.
Harry, there was a time when I could comprehend with a high degree of clarity Wyndham Earle's twisted logic. But his actions of late have left me completely bewildered. He is changing the pattern of the game board. Any hope of deducing his next move has evaporated. Andy, would you please direct everyone well behind the police cruiser?
Harry?
Please stand back.
There could be plastic explosives in there.
Agent Cooper wants everyone back behind the cruiser.
Chemicals? Or whatever else hell could imagine. My greatest fear? Wyndham Earle merely condescends to logic, leaving us the task of unraveling an insane man's terrifying caprice.